Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. Atlanta comes in with a record of 13-11. Knicks, meanwhile, 11-13. Over their last 10, the Hawks are 4-6, having lost their last contest. Knicks, 4-6 over the span as well, winning their last game. Let's take a look at the numbers. Atlanta comes in averaging 114 per contest, good for 13th in the NBA. Knicks right behind them, 113.6 per contest, good for 14th. Atlanta, of course, had that little kerfuffle with head coach Nate McMillan and star player Trae Young. That apparently is water under the bridge at this point, so we'll see how it plays out over the coming days and weeks. Continuing with the numbers, team defense, 113.3 allowed per game by the Hawks, 114.9 by the Knicks, which is actually down slightly over the last several games. Turnovers, 13.2 for Atlanta, 14 for the Knicks. Neither team particularly good or bad in that department. Hawks, relatively good. Shooting numbers, 46.9 for Atlanta, 45.4 for the Knicks. Slight advantage, Hawks. 32.6 from three for the Hawks, 31.3 for the Knicks. Both teams subpar. 82.2% from the charity stripe for Atlanta, 79% for New York. Bench scoring, 28.1 for the Hawks. Big advantage here, 36.7 by the Knicks. Atlanta won the first meeting between these two clubs, 112-99, and New York's last game was December 4th, so they've been on a long rest. Atlanta comes in with both John Collins and DeAndre Hunter listed as out. Knicks are fully healthy. As for picking this one, I got the Knicks. I think the health of their team and their improved defense of late, I got the Knicks winning a close one. That does it for the on-court preview of Knicks and Hawks. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Here's a betting preview of the Atlanta Hawks at New York Knicks. Knicks, a 1.5-point home favorite, opening at 2.5, movement towards Atlanta early on. Do see some twos on the board yet. As for the total, 232. This number has ranged from 233.5 all the way to 231.5, depending on the books, but 232 about the number as we record. ATS records for these teams: the Hawks 10-14 overall, 4-7 on the road with a 3-7 in their last 10 mark. The Knicks are 10-12 overall, 10-12-2 with the two pushes mixed in there. 3-7-2 on the home court, last 10, 4-5-1 to the spread. 13 overs for the Hawks against 11 unders, and even 12-12 on the totals for the Knicks. Hawks last played Monday, the Knicks last on the court on Sunday. Two teams met earlier this year, 112-99 road win for the Hawks under the total. The Hawks covering on the road. As for the series, under in 5 of the last 6 in New York, 7 of the last 10 games overall. Hawks are on a 6-straight overrun against teams with losing home records, and 8 of 11 overall have gone over for the Hawks. Hawks is 2-5 ATS versus teams with losing records. Under trends here for the Knicks, under in 4 straight on 2 days rest, under 6 of 7 versus winning teams. And Knicks are 1-7-1 ATS in their last 9 after a straight-up win. DeAndre Hunter questionable tonight for the Hawks with that thigh injury. No play here on the side. Just too much inconsistencies either way to get a good gauge on things. If anything, a small lean to the Hawks, because the Knicks have been more egregious than Atlanta, but still tough to get on either side in this matchup. I do like the under here. You know, that the total a little bit higher than I anticipated. Thought it would come in about 215, 214, just based on the Knicks play at home. You know, in that 220 or 230 range, I think you're getting a lot of value on the under there. So I do like the under at this number. I just don't think the Knicks can hold up their end of the bargain to push a total over. Get more Stack in the NBA previews on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, Stack in the NBA, our betting preview of the Hawks and Knicks.